Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, for Guoma, August 7, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mining News Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., SE American, UUUU, reports Q2 2025 results, highlights record uranium grades and REE progress. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium and rare earth elements, highlighted record uranium grades at its Pinyon Plain mine in Q2 2025, possibly the highest grade U.S. uranium site. Limited sales led to a segment loss, but strong contract deliveries and potential spot market sales are expected to generate cash flow. The company also made progress in rare earth operations, with pilot-scale dysprosium production in Utah and regulatory approval for the Donald Project in Australia as global REE prices rise. Energy Fuels focuses on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes, operating in the western U.S., and owning the only operating uranium processing facility in the U.S. For more information, visit energyfuels.com. GeoVax comments on HHS mRNA vaccine rollback, urges full embrace of MVA-based multi-antigen vaccine. GeoVax Labs, Inc. responds to HHS decision to terminate mRNA vaccine contracts, highlighting deficiencies in mRNA vaccines. Secretary Kennedy cited antigenic shift issues with mRNA vaccines, prompting GeoVax to advocate for MVA-based multi-antigen vaccines like GEO-CM04S1. This vaccine candidate offers broader, more durable protection by expressing spike and nucleocapsid proteins of SARS-CoV-2. GeoVax's platform aligns with U.S. priorities by providing safety, manufacturing innovation, and a broad infectious disease pipeline. The company urges HHS to support multi-antigen platforms like MVA for national immunization security, emphasizing the need for evidence-backed alternatives to address current vaccine limitations.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.